And welcome everybody. And for those of you who do not know, we begin with 30 minutes of meditation here. I'll be giving the guidance at the very beginning and then letting you go off to experience the peace and the silence without being interrupted by my voice. So we begin by sitting in a comfortable position. So if you can get as comfortable as you possibly can, you can come closer to the front on that side and that side. We have a white line in front here because if people come closer, then they cannot see me through the camera. And of course, this is always live streamed to many places in the world. Many people are logging in to listen to this guided meditation and also for the talk. So excellent. Thank you for doing that. So the sides are okay. Okay, so now sitting down comfortably. If ever you need a chair, you have to come here really early. The chairs here are harder to get than a seat for the Rolling Stones concerts. So you have to be very quick to get one. So closing your eyes. With your eyes closed, you'll find your body is not in a comfortable position. You can always make it more comfortable. So, with your eyes closed, your brain has more space to feel without being distracted by sight. So start to feel your body. And if, as you're becoming sensitive to the physical feelings in your body, if there's anything you can do to make your body more comfortable, please do so. Stretch it, scratch it, fidget, until you find the best possible position. And this is not just for your own comfort, but because by finding that most relaxed position, you are using two of the most important qualities for success in meditation. And those two qualities are mindfulness and kindness. The mindfulness is being aware of the feelings in the body. The kindness is seeing what you can do to make those feelings more comfortable and more pleasant. So now some people are mindful, but they're not kind. They're aware of their body, but they just resist moving or scratching or coughing. Please, see what you can do to relax your own body. There is no magical posture which suits every person. You have to find your best position, and it will be different every time you meditate. It changes. Now as you become more comfortable, you might notice there are some irritations, aches or pains inside your body, and all the moving and adjusting in the world would not be able to reach them. However, your kindness can go inside your own body. If there is an irritation, an ache, a pain inside of you, be aware of it. Don't try and run away from it and go elsewhere. Just be as mindful as you possibly can of the pain. And then give it kindness, as if you have an invisible hand which just caresses it like a mother would stroke the hair of their child to calm it down. Imagine yourself smiling at that pain, trying to take away its fear. Because however you express your kindness to the pain inside your own body, your mindfulness will show you that the pain gets less. you relax. The irritation eases, maybe only slightly at first, but you continue the mindfulness and kindness, and it relaxes more than you could ever expect. When your body is as relaxed as you could possibly make it, just turn your attention away from your body and see if you can relax your mental world. Using the same process of being aware of what's happening inside your mind and relaxing it with kindness. If you try and drive a thought or emotion out of your mind, that negativity just increases. It's the power of negativity. And the problem gets worse. So have a mind which can relax. My teacher always said that we meditated not to attain things or get somewhere. We meditate to let go. To let go of control, making things happen, getting rid of things. Not trying to get anywhere. Not trying to linger in the past. But just being here. Whatever's happened to you, let it go. In meditation, the only place you belong is now. The mental posture for present moment awareness. And as for the future, now is the only time you can do anything for your future. This moment is where your future is being made. So care for this moment. Put all your attention into whatever's happening now. And this is the best, the ultimate you could ever do for your future, is being here right now and being kind and caring to this moment. Any time the past comes up, recognize it, that it's taking away your peace like a thief. Any time you start thinking of the future, remember you're destroying the future, because the future is being made now. Please care for this moment, so no past, no future can come and rob your peace. And when you are in this present moment, please be kind to whatever you are hearing, feeling, whatever you're knowing. Be kind to it. Imagine you are opening the door of your heart to this moment, whatever is happening now. Learning from it. Being at peace with it. Not judging this moment, but just being here. Being here with life as it happens. Don't worry if it's not pleasant, the happiness will come afterwards as a natural course. Just be here. If you wish to start focusing on your mind, on your breath, so the mind doesn't wander away too much, please notice the breath as it comes in and the breath as it goes out. As that comes into your body, it may help to say to yourself, without anyone else being able to hear, breathing in, say peace. Breathing out, you say, let go. With the in-breath, peace. With the out-breath, let go.
if you can feel peace growing within you as you breathe in peace, see if you can feel letting go of any tension, any tightness, any negativity. As you're breathing in peace, breathing out, let go. Getting very close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? How much peace have you brought into your body and mind? How relaxed is that mental world? And can you notice the delight of peace? That singular type of pleasure of a quiet mind. Going to ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation. Please listen to each sound of the gong with your eyes closed. And only when the last sound from the gong vanishes, only then come out from your meditation. Okay.